1 Peter 5:10 is a month of divine settlement. So I want to show you the scripture. Then I pray. Everybody read. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. If I hear your amen, God will settle you. You know why you use it? Why I call it settlement? God knows what he will give you and you will relax. It may not be five things, it could be just one thing. It could just be one miracle that settles your case. And God knows that thing that is bothering, that makes you, and that is why whenever you remember that thing, you are crying, you feel bad, you feel pain, you are worried. Because that's the only thing you need in your life to be settled. Not that other things are not also important, but this one is the most important. As you stretch your hands, whether you're watching there, wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice, in the name of Jesus, this April, God will settle you. God will settle you. God will settle you. God will settle your family. He will give you what will make you happy.
Oh, yeah. begun.
I speak to that your situation. I see the hand of God. I speak to that your womb. I see the hand of God. In your finance, I see the hand of God. In that family battle, I see the Lord taking over the battle. In that young delay, I see the Lord breaking the yoke of delay. I need a promotion in my life. I need your favor in my life. I need your testimony in my life.
I need your permanent settlement.
Tell it to God. Permanent settlement. You know what you will give me. He knows my request. I need a promotion in my life. I need your favor in my life.
I need your testimony in my life. I need your permanent settlement.
He will settle you. I see the hand of God touching that business. Stretch your hand, shout amen. I see God giving you that thing that is your secret prayer point. I hear God say 2024 it will happen. 2024 you will get it. Hey, my Lord, you will get it this year.
I need a promotion in my life. I need your favor in my life.
I need your testimony in my life.
I need your permanent settlement.
Switch your hands. In the name of Jesus. As you talk that amen, may the Lord give you your settlement. Shall rise. I am worshiping God this morning because you have stepped into the season of a better thing. No matter how they declare war against you, they cannot fight your God. No matter how strong and wicked is your enemies, they cannot stand face to face to your Creator. Stand up. Please handle your tongue. If there's anything that happened in your dream that is still holding you, in the name of God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, somebody have a breath. Sit down. Shout it. Shout it. Only name in my people, Galabah. Bungala bambo Shibungala that is your love. Sweat your hand, shout it, Father. Every evil altar, evil personality fighting against my settlement, die! Clap your hand, go on in the spirit. Now we pray. Grace cover you. Above all, the Lord said to you. That thing that you remember in your life that makes you feel bad, may God turn it this morning that as you remember, you'll be happy. As you remember, you begin to thank God. As you remember, you'll be feeling like dancing to Him. Hey, Maria, home. Njile kele Maria ore Njila jama. Open up your hand, tell God. Mention it to God. Let only you and God hear it. Tell God what He wanted to give you first. Just one thing, mention it. What is that thing God will give you that will make you be, that will set you? Tell Him. Hey, in Jesus' name. That amen is it amen or something like amen. I bless you. They might say that amen now. In the name of Jesus, I bless you from the depth of my heart. If anything is after you, that thing is hereby uprooted. Today I pass decree. What God wants to give you, no power will block it. No power will block it. No power will block it. Altar of your father's house will not block it. Yeah. Usher, watch it. There's about three persons here. I see angels step into your father's house. Step into your husband's family. I see the rooting out child. Rooting out child. Usher, help me there. Three of them. I see the angel enter that battle from the roof. Enter the battle. Yeah. I see angel root. Hey, I see somebody in the place of your business. All the rubbish they kept for you, he's gathering them like the spirit. Somebody had a fire seven times. Sweat your hand. Usher, watch it. About 12 of them, whatever they kept in the place of your business. I hear Didi. I liberate you. Open up your two hands. Whatever they kept here, that if they cannot spoil your business, they will take your life. 1, 2, 3. I dispatch angel to that place now. Jehovah Baruba Ekelemo, Odejim Kamne. You are the God of miracles, signs and wonders. She's the king.
break anymore.
Hush, I come closer here. I feel it. Thank you, Lord. Just come back. Sweat your hand. I see your settlement coming. I see your settlement coming. I see your settlement coming. Whatever loan they gave you to carry is out of your head. The Lord show up in Jesus' name. Are you still reaching your children? Whoever on assignment to spoil your happiness, may God fight for you. May God fight for you. Whoever that touched your children have touched you. For that reason, I speak from this altar. Let God arise for you. Where is Brother Jude in the choir? I think that's the name, right? That fat brother. Huh? I think that's the name, right? Where is he? He no come church. Serious. He dey pay me at times. So. And he was here yesterday, right?
Yes, sir.
But this morning, no day. Because as I was preaching, the Lord told me, nothing there. And he said, I should pray. I should visit that case. But we'll postpone for another time when God remember. Who get the number? Go outside, call and ask and say, why you no come church? Say, I define her for church. Here with you, go tell you. The day God will look for you, may you never be outside. The angel that carry your blessing, visit your father's house, visit your own house, visit your shop, visit your house. And above all, no evil altar is qualified to cause you pain. Hush, help me. And if there's anything that is belonging to you, the hole in any evil altar, as you touch this altar, I release fire. The judgment of God move like a mighty fire on your behalf. Every trace of evil altar fighting you, somebody run fire 3 times. Now listen, that inclining your house is in the middle of the night is a trace of an evil altar. Those bad dreams, those eating in the dream, those strain void, those fear in the night. Somebody had a fire 7 times.
Fire, 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 fire.
Any altar where it's coming from. As you follow this instruction this morning, you are liberated. You are liberated. You are liberated. Usher, help me there. Usher, help me. Please. Thank you, Father. Please touch it. Move fast. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. Altar of your father's heart, I have covered your glory. You don't need to stay too long. It's not how long you stay. Just touch that. We are any part of this deadline where I'm standing. Usher, help me. He over me. She over me. I catch you when me worry me, oh, chili guru, chie. She over me, she me. Delay is over, brother. I hear God say you will recover. She over me, worry me, oh, chili guru, chie. She over me. I got you when they were running your children. You over me. How shall I be? How shall I be? I call every altar, evil altar that is involved in what we are going through this morning by this simple instruction. As you turn that amen, as you are followed, may that altar go down. I remember one particular year, we did a youth program. I did a youth program in this house, in the other old Wisdom Cathedral. One of my daughters in this house, she does dry cleaning work. I finished the administration. It look as if they pour me water more than how I am this morning. As people came closer to the altar for me to pray for them, you know, there's always, even in this house, we go wait for special touch. No matter how the service look like, they must wait. Even if you mention their case, they will say, I'll be one seat before you talk, wait till you talk. So while I was busy attending to my regular customers, so she was standing, and I called her and said, can I pray for you? I don't want to come out, so I'm already exhausted. He said, my own, no be prayer. I said, what till it come be? I wait, others, when everybody, I said, okay, no be prayer, wait till it be. Oh yeah. He said, I want to wash this cloth where you wear. Give me my go wash it. I said, I want to give you. He said, I saw your mind, tell her, whether me go feed you, but may you go wash her. I look at my spirit, agreed to her request. I said, okay, wait, let me go to my office, let me change. Already, if you see the cloth, he drop water for ground. So I fold the shirt and the trousers, and I gave her. She left that evening, entered one chance. But that one chance, in the evening, I cannot say that one 9 words passed. They dark, they go. He said, when they carried her, he was praying. They say, no pray here. You know they pray for here. No be here, no be church. So, they now saw the bag she was carrying. They wanted to confirm what it. And meanwhile, this is my soak like this. He said, that one, say, open hand. Shook her. He said, what you carry for this bag? I'm telling you. He shouted, said, what is it? He said, drop her. He said, that thing is hot. What is carrying this bag? He said, this girl, an evil girl. Hey! He said, he called me and said, now that cloth, what you give me, now he saved me today. He said, they took her and said the thing hot. They said the thing bite her. He shouted like small picking. Call the driver, drop. That's the one at the back sitting with her. He said, even though with this cloth where you gave me today, thank God I obeyed the voice I heard. He said, the cloth, bite her. Say, hot. Cloth where I wear, to me, in a sweat. But enemy saw it in a fire. Stand to your feet. Now listen. As you are leaving this hall, believe it that your matter has been dealt with. Did you agree with me?
Yes,
open that your two hands. Open that your two hands. I speak as the Lord commanded me. Now listen, this month is a month of prayer. I pass decree. Any evil that pass through your way, they will bow. Yes. Did you hear what I said?
Jesus.
I speak good health. Sound sleep. Good health. Be healed. Be healed. Thank you, Father. He's done. So I pass the decree. Such as I have, I give you. Such as I have, I give unto you. Paul said, all of you are partakers of my glory.